Well, hello, hello, everybody. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And this podcast is devoted to beauty. I'm a facial plastic surgeon, and I'm in Pasadena, California. I am chairman of my Department of Surgery at Huntington Hospital, and I specialize in beauty. So everything related to the face, facial plastics, facial injectables, facial surgery, and skincare. And today on our podcast, we are going to do a little office chat. And I have Nurse Val, my chemist Kim, who makes my skincare line, my right-hand girl Carla, who's our receptionist. So say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Val, tell us about yourself for those of our listeners who haven't heard who you are.
So for those of you who do not know who I am Nurse Val. I am Dr. K's office manager, nurse manager,
captain
here
of the ship
on the office.
Yeah,
I was in the Navy for 8 years. I was a hospital corpsman stationed in Norfolk, Virginia, and then I got out and I did my RN.
That's
license.
Right.
I got my RN thing done, and then came back out here to Southern California. I actually grew up here, and was living in Virginia for about 11 years. So when I came back, it was a really big difference, but I love it. I, you know, got to fall in love with Southern California all over again, and now I can enjoy it with my 11-year-old daughter.
And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about skincare for moms. So we are all busy moms, all of us in this room, and I don't like skincare to take a hell of a long time. So I want to tell you all about our regimens, and Kim Carmichael, who's my chemist, also one of my right-hand people who helps with my skincare line, my amazing skincare line. So say hi to Kim. Kim, tell us about how you're a romance writer. Crazy.
Yes. I'm a chemist by day and a romance writer by night.
Dun, dun, dun. Cue the raunchy porn music.
50 Shades of Kim Carmichael.
Oh, no. I don't think the world is ready for that.
But my main goal is making Dr. K's visions with products come to life. So that's what I like to do mostly. So, and that's day and night. So
yeah,
24/7. So
we are always texting, and Kim is amazing. I have these ideas. I've tried 101 skincare products, a million, and I really want what's best for my clients, and I want a product that definitely works. So when you try on something from my line, please know that I've tried it, my entire family has tried it, my entire tribe of everyone at the office,
the staff, everyone,
and these products work because I will not put my name on something that doesn't work. And
yeah,
these are organic, right, Kim?
Yeah, they're all, you know, they're pharmaceutical grade products, all created in FDA registered laboratory. I mean, they're above board, and we formulate them as systems of products, so each product does more than one thing. They're layered in with different levels of therapeutic ingredients.
And total safety, and botanicals, and no animal testing.
No animal testing.
Yes.
And gluten-free.
Super pure.
Yay.
Yeah. I can eat this?
You can eat it.
And I want to be a writer someday, so Kim, I just so love that you are, this woman works a full day and goes home at 8 p.m., and she has a dedicated hour of writing, which makes me so jealous that I don't have I gotta just sit down and do that. But
you have a lot of books in you, doctor.
I have a lot of books in me. Yes. But she's typed so much, she's worn off all the letters off of her little Apple. Her MacBook, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Did we ever get that replaced?
We did get it replaced.
Oh, good. That was the most interesting laptop I ever saw.
Yeah. And then on my right, I have Carla. Amazing Carla. Carla, tell us about yourself.
Oh, well.
Not to put you on the spot, but okay, Carla, let me tell you a little about Carla. She is awesome. She's completely bilingual. She's worked with me in two or three of my office settings, and she knows me and my patients like a book. She schedules amazingly. So those of you that want to get squeezed in, that you're getting married, you got to get in. Carla's the girl you talk to, right?
That's who you're nice
to. She is awesome.
Yeah.
I think I could do this without Carla.
I know.
I've been put in her position before, and I can't handle it. It's a lot of work, and she does it with so much grace.
She's got like 8 arms, so she'll answer the phone with 2 sets of hands, and then charge your credit card, and then check you in, and then check you out, and then, yes.
And then doesn't forget, because I'll forget.
Yes, and she deals with all of our patients. She's always a happy, smiling face. So if you ever need to get squeezed in,
there's the person Carla. You better call your be girl. Really nice to.
So between all of us, how many kids do we have? Let me see. I have four.
Two.
I have one.
Carla.
I only have one.
And I have a doggie.
Yay.
Does she counts, right?
That counts.
Molly
yeah.
counts.
Oh, then my dog counts, too. That makes two.
There you go. So we're all busy working. Wow.
Wait, and you're married, so you have one more. Well, Dr. K is married as well.
I got two dogs, one cat, one husband, four kids.
Partridge in a pear tree.
I know. So skincare for a busy woman and a busy mom is hard, and I think I did not realize that I should use good skincare in my 20s. I kind of just was such a busy mom. I had twins. I have a boy and a girl. They're 19 today. Yay, happy birthday.
It is.
Yay.
So cute.
And
happy
I think
birthday, twins.
Yes. I used to be the woman who'd wash my face with Dial soap because, like, I'm super busy. I just got to get
it
clean.
That's my mom.
Yes.
Well, until I started working here, that was my mom.
And now. And then you realize by the time you hit your 30s that you're not going to always have that springy 20-year-old skin, that you probably ought to start doing something better for yourself. So, So what do you guys do? Val, what's your go-to skincare?
Oh, man.
Put you on the spot right
now. I know, here. Right? Well, the funny thing is, okay, so I went to Stagecoach this weekend. It was awesome. Yeah. And I had to make sure that I brought everything. And I did. From my vitamin C to my Pure Hydrate, because let's be honest, like, the desert was really rough on my skin as well.
It was
as,
like a windstorm. I saw
it was,
the videos.
Oh, yeah. It was really windy out there. But it was also really tough on my liver, so so I had to rehydrate my skin with
all that country
hydrate.
Music hit your liver.
All that. Oh no, it was the whiskey. That was all that whiskey. I'm not gonna lie, man. So, but you know, after you drink a little bit or indulge, and you're in the sun, and you're drinking beer and having some shots of whiskey, like you feel dehydrated the next day. So I would have to say my go-to for like. Ever for the rest of my life will be the Pure Hydrate.
I love that too. Yeah, and that's
I have to.
Pure hyaluronic serum, so it adds like almost 1,000 times its weight in water back to the skin. And you may not think you need it when you're 20, but you definitely need it in your 30s and 40s. And like so many people think that I have oily skin, I have a T-zone. Do you know what? Having oily skin is different. Hydration is the water content of the skin. And totally. Even if you have a little greasiness, your skin can still be dehydrated. So, and your skin will look so much dewier and fresher with a little bit of hydration.
Yeah.
So that's one of my
favorites.
Oil
and water don't mix, so it's two completely different
things. Did you see like half our patients at Stagecoach?
To be honest, I saw a couple people that I thought might have been our patients. Then I saw a couple people that should be our patients. So I was like, and then I don't remember seeing a lot of people. But it was an awesome time. I loved it. Definitely going back for next year.
So. Yeah, that's fun. So, Kim, do you you have access to all chemicals and all skincare products. So what do you
What's
think
your
is
favorite?
Your favorite?
Your Diamond Line Refine, I think, is the number one thing that you can do to change the quality of your skin. So, again.
And you're not just saying that.
I'm not just saying that. No.
No.
I
have access to everything. I can make my own stuff. But honestly, it has the retinol, and everybody talks about retinol, but retinol is a little gentler to your skin than Retin-A or, you know, retinoic acid. So, but you still get the benefits of it. Yours has a dual delivery system, so we get you quench your skin with retinol, and then it releases over time.
I love the slow release, because it's sometimes people hate Retin-A. They love it and they hate it.
Right.
They hate it because they buy the cheap stuff in Tijuana or wherever.
Yeah, and then
and it scorches your skin.
Their skin falls off, yeah.
Yes.
And,
yeah,
but your
like
formulation actually has the green tea in it, so it calms them down. Has
yeah,
antioxidants.
I love that. I love that. I still need to get more into using it regularly.
Yeah, and it's hyaluronic acid as well, so it makes you, gives you that hydration that we were talking about. But it's one of those products you just have to be very consistent with. If you can get past the 2-week mark, your skin will look like glass.
Yeah, and I try to tell all patients, like, you don't have to use my skincare, but if you don't start vitamin C in your 20s, you should.
Yes.
You have to start definitely Retin-A, retinol, or any version of retinoic acid in your 30s. That is your Fountain of Youth product. Like, if you use that, that's the only one proven ingredient that will help prevent fine lines, crinkles, tighten your pores, and make sure that you don't get grandma skin, which we love grandma, but we don't need grandma skin.
Exactly. Right? And obviously, none of this works without a sunscreen. So yes. You gotta put us. I know nobody likes to hear that, but
it's kind of a
nice physical block sunscreen on.
Everybody rolls their eyes when I say what my top five products would be and sunscreen's on there. It's like, yeah, whatever. But seriously, like 90% of skin aging comes from the sun. 90. That's a lot.
I want you to know that I gave everybody in my little party this weekend, I said, okay, before we all go out, everybody's putting sunscreen on. And everybody loved it. Like, I had one guy was like, this is girl stuff. And I was like... Whatever, when you don't have skin cancer later on in your life, you can tell me thank you.
Yeah.
But they all loved it. They loved it that it was, you know, the matte finish and SPF 50. So
it's awesome. And it's tinted. It kind of hides all your flaws. Emily loves it, right, Emily?
It's like a little perfecting cream.
Carla, what's like your biggest concern as like a mom, like with your skin? Anything bug you in specific with your skin?
What bugs me the most? Is this little brown spot I have here, like this little zit here?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what kind of...
So like after acne, you get acne a little pigmentation?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are you still breaking out a little bit?
Yes.
You're like a teenager with hot hormones.
Yeah. I was going to say, is it around your side? Yes,
yeah.
That happens to you. Everyone gets adult acne at some stage in their life, and it just sucks. And it's hard to figure out, like, why are my estrogens raging so that I have to be a teenager again?
It's just to keep you feeling young.
That's not fair.
So on the plus side, you got lots of estrogens raging. Yeah. On the minus side, they create a lot of hormonal acne, and it tends to be, like, right around the mouth zone.
Yeah.
And it can also be your cell phone. You know how dirty cell phones are and putting the phone up to your ear.
Yeah.
Or the handpiece of the phone in the office, like everyone should clean their phone handpieces.
Yes.
Yeah, just like you should clean your tray table when you get on the airplane. Those are disgusting too. Mm-hmm. Yes. But I think a good glycolic wash is an easy way, or an acne wash if you're breaking out a lot. Yeah. And then I've been using the brightening pads actually because I think before summer kicks in is the best time to lighten the melanin overload that I always have to fight. And if I wait too late, then it kind of gets tattooed and burned in with the extra sun of the summertime. So
yeah, and definitely, again, the sunscreen is going to come into play with that.
Yeah, so you should try the bleaching pads if you haven't already.
It might be fun.
Before
and after pictures.
Those are cool, too, because they have the botanical lighteners that you combined with the
kojic acid.
Yeah, and
the
arbutin.
Yeah, so five different ingredients go into those. Mm-hmm. Kojic acid, amblica,
berberi,
arbutin.
Yes. Calcium panthenate. And
they're just making up words now.
Yeah.
I'm just
just wait till I start talking about selective apoptosis. Okay.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Get your fact checks out. Let me fact check her. No.
Can't you tell I'm a romance writer? No. Okay.
Okay, so wait, what are your books you've written? What's the last title of the book you wrote?
The last book that I released is, I probably shouldn't say it here. Okay, it's called Trophy Doctor.
Oh!
Wait, that sounds like me.
Uh-oh.
You were the inspiration.
Oh, my goodness.
I better read these.
I know, right? I'm going to read that.
I'm in a Harlequin romance. That's so fun. Her covers of her book are very racy, too. It's a whole different
goodness.
Kim. Kim the chemist and Kim the romance writer. I'm going to write a book, too. It's going to be all about beauty.
Yes. It's going to be awesome.
Yes. So later this year.
Yep.
We're coming out with a book. That's one of my projects. Awesome. So as a busy, busy mom, I think that there are probably like three critical steps in taking care of your skin. Number one, never sleep with your makeup on. Always, always wash off the pollution and grime of the day. And, you know, germs. In the medical profession, we learn to, like, not touch our faces a lot because we're here around sick people and every doorknob has germs. Mm-hmm. But you guys out there in the real world, you know, also the same thing. Every doorknob has germs. You go to the gas station, you put all those germs on your face. You must wash your face every day. And if you can't, at least get makeup wipes by your bedside table.
I have done that. That is the one change that I've did since, I think we had a podcast a couple of weeks ago and we talked about it.
Yes.
And that's the one change that I've made because I get so tired by the time I get home. I'm just like, let me leave here for 5 minutes. Let me get it together.
Yes.
And then 5 minutes turned into like 6 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, what happened?
Where am I?
I'm so confused. Like twilight. I don't know if it's morning or nighttime. I'm so confused.
Yeah, if you're wearing makeup too, it grabs all that stuff and keeps it on your skin. Yeah, so you have to get that off.
I have Neutrogena wipes at my bedside now. So even though I'm so tired, I could just reach over and then do a little wipey wipe and my face is all clean.
Perfect. Yeah, so everybody from college age to, you know, in your 30s and your 40s, like everyone needs to wash their face. So go, number one, go wash your face.
Wash your face.
Yeah. Number two, I would say you definitely need to start using serums. If you haven't thought about serums, they're super high potency because they have really high concentration of ingredients. So if you're always using moisturizers and creams, think about using serums and definitely use antioxidant serums. So your skin after age 30 needs more nutrition. You can no longer shop at Target. You can, no, you can for the wipes, but like for skincare, I mean, I love Target, right?
Oh, I do too.
I am so excited. They're opening a big, huge Target next to my house. So,
great.
Every time I go in there, I tell my husband, I got to go to Target on the weekend. He's like, okay, I'll see you at 5 o'clock later. So 8 hours later and $300 of stuff
you
I don't need.
You just went to get wipes.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't come home without the wipes.
I know. That's awesome.
I got to check. Every aisle and like see, you know, where they, if there's anything special, anybody in the house needs anything, any holidays. But don't shop at Target anymore. And when you're in your 30s is where I think, you know, you people go to Sephora, people go to Nordstrom's, and they spend an inordinate amount of money on brand name products. Like if I could get a dollar for every time I see someone using La Mer, I mean, I would be a rich lady. So many of my clients waste so many dollars on these $100, $300 skincare products that are just not nearly as good with our ingredient profile.
Can I say something to that?
Would you please say something? Okay. I know she's going to preach the truth.
No, okay. Well,
yes.
Sorry. This is impressive. Anyway, it is. This microphone. Okay. I love my brand names. Dr. K, you know that.
Yes.
But honestly, pick a skincare line not on price or the brand name or the pretty package. Pick it on the fact that they have pharmaceutical ingredients. There's been testing done that you're getting it from a doctor that knows what they're doing, because if they're already injecting stuff into your face and making you look beautiful, they're going to have a skincare line that is going to enhance your results.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Would you say it's accurate? So I think everything over the counter is 2-3% active ingredients, you know, by law.
I would say
that's all they can sell by law, and ours are 20-30%.
Yeah, it's we would be lucky if some of these things were 2-3% active ingredients.
Yeah, and the scary thing that consumers don't know is like when you flip open a magazine and you see that L'Oreal says 30%, or no, they say some ridiculous numbers like 90% of women looked younger after 2 weeks of using this product. Well, there is no research in those kind of statements. They've given a room full of nice ladies products to try, and then they've quizzed them 2 weeks later, like, is your skin better? Do you feel more youthful? And the, of course, is there any woman who's not going to say, yes, I feel much better, and please keep signing me up for free samples and stuff? No.
Also, like if you take somebody effect. That has really dry skin and give them any moisturizer,
oh yeah,
they're gonna look better, because
that's
dry skin makes you dull, makes you lifeless looking. It gives that,
yes,
that
if
appearance.
You just get on a regimen of any
right.
kind.
So if that's why, you know, we used to always joke with the grandmas putting the Pond's Cold Cream and everything
yes.
on their face, yeah, they looked better because their skin was hydrated.
Exactly.
So, you know, it's one thing to have hydration, that's very important, but it's also important to have ingredients that work behind the scenes and actually give you results that really work.
Actually give you results, yes. So many of the claims that are made in magazines and by cosmetic companies are not scientific research.
Mm-hmm.
They are just polls of their people who are using their product. And yes, people who are polled when they're given free stuff generally tend to say, yes, it's great.
Yeah, they like it.
Yeah, they like it. I like it. Send me more.
I like it too.
And then what else can you tell us about ingredients as far as like their strength of the products, or what, you know, let's say you don't have access, you're in somewhere in the boonies and you don't have access to physician grade skincare. Mm-hmm. Physician grade skincare is the best. What would be like another alternative? Silence. Silence.
I'm just trying to think. You know why? I've been using such good skincare for so many years.
Yeah.
That it's hard. I haven't purchased skincare in a really long time. The one thing I would say is try and get to a spa or like some, maybe an organic line or something to that effect. Just something that has a little bit of
mm-hmm.
purity behind it. Not a lot of fragrance, not a lot of preservatives.
I think one step higher than, so I think Target is great for your basic stuff, you know, your Neutrogena maybe grade like a products. Sephora or something. And then probably one step up from that might be spa level esthetician grade products. I would say go to an esthetician before going to like Nordstrom's and Sephora. Because Nordstrom's and Sephora, you're going to really spend a lot
you're
on
You're going to spend a lot of money on brand names.
Right, designer luxury packaging.
And those, a lot of those products tend to be filled up with a lot of fragrance and other things.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's fun, but it's not therapeutic.
Yeah. And sometimes if you do go to a spa setting, you're not getting medical grade products. So I think gold standard, medical grade physician strength products. And if I'm going to say dollar for dollar comparison, those are the best, don't you think?
Absolutely.
I think those are the best. Yeah.
Absolutely.
But there are some like, okay, what are your favorite drugstore brands? Because I want to be like egalitarian about it. There are some really good things that I get at Target.
I love Neutrogena.
Target, are you
listening? I think Neutrogena is a great brand.
I know. Hint, hint, Target.
Yeah. I think Neutrogena is a fantastic brand.
I love
brand.
Neutrogena.
I think all of us have used Neutrogena at one point in our lives because you get it. And
they make some good stuff, like their dandruff shampoo is called T-Gel that has near prescription grade products, really good stuff in there. And their makeup wipes are to die for, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think another fabulous over-the-counter product in nod to the new Princess Meghan, or the one who's going to be a princess.
Meghan Markle.
Meghan Markle is the Biore strips are pretty fantastic.
Oh, I do like those, actually. Yeah. I buy those for my teenagers. Yeah. Those are fun to lift out, those plugged up Comedones.
Yeah, and they're kind of like so gross.
I did that to my daughter.
So.
Yeah.
She still doesn't see the amusement in it.
Carly, is there anything you love to get at the drugstore?
My Pond's.
Pond's night cream?
My Pond's night cream.
Okay, that's why you're breaking out.
It's
too rich for you. You're not 70 yet.
No, I use the I use it as a wipe to clean my makeup off.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah,
actually,
that's how I use
it. I remember using Noxzema like that.
What?
Noxzema? Don't you remember?
Yeah,
Noxzema?
I remember Noxzema. I remember it stinging.
Yeah, like
and
really like,
and creamy, and it's like
it burned.
And it smelled like Bengay.
I don't know why it was supposed to be good for you, but you'd put it on, it
so
would
it
towel
like
off
cold,
your makeup.
Yeah.
Okay, I love St. Ives, the St. Ives,
yes,
apricot scrub, which is so controversial because everybody, like half the people think that it's bad because it's abrasive and it tears your skin, and the other half of people like me think it's awesome, and I use
it
here and there.
I've used it, I've used that for a long time before I started using your scrub.
Yeah,
there's a few classics. St. Ives is a classic.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a rite of passage product.
I do like their hand lotions, too. They're really great hand lotions. But I have to say, like, so my perfecting polish now, I have that in the shower. I use it, like, two nights a week. Mm-hmm. I think every person, girl, boy, woman, man, should be doing exfoliating at least twice a week in the shower. That's the place to use your exfoliating scrub.
I think guys should do it more often, especially if they're shaving.
Guys
they should do it before.
Maybe.
Because it helps. Well, if they're shaving and, you know, get the
if they get razor
hairs. Yeah, that's the word I was thinking of. I was like, I'm going to mess it up, and I'm not going to, just not going to try it.
Folliculitis
on the face.
If you get those ingrown beard hairs, it's really good to exfoliate the neck. And actually,
right
for girls, it's great if you've been waxing and you get ingrowns.
Oh, I was like,
yes. So
where are we going with this?
All over.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you a funny story?
Of course.
Oh, my God. Okay, so in the Navy, they tell you that for men who have like the ingrown hairs that you're supposed to like, you know, to go see medical because they'll give you a no shave chit. So you aren't required because in the military you're required to shave every day. Like if you're
guys and girls or just
guys. Well, guys, see, and here, this is where I'm going with it. So they said that like, you know, well, guys' facial hair, they can't be like longer than I think a third of or something. I don't know. I don't remember what it was, but it was a general question asked to everybody, and there was like, who shaves and gets ingrown hairs? I rose my hand like, preach, preach. And it was just so funny because they all turned around and they all like looked at me like I was the only girl that shaved their hair. And they just looked at me like.
They're like, where's her 5 o'clock shadow?
They were like, I don't even want to ask. Castro, sit back down. And I was like, oh, we're just talking about guys. Okay.
Sorry,
it was just really funny. But.
That is pretty funny. You gave them all kind of visuals there.
I know.
If you have ingrown hairs as a woman,
okay,
actually about, like, your acne pads, the pads that are in
the
your
salicylic pads are great. Yeah.
If you rub it, and just let it sit, it will.
Like the groin area. Yeah. Good for the groin area. So that's like these bothersome things that every woman gets and nobody talks about. But yeah, if you try to shave and the hairs are so prickly, they can't quite come out again, then they do create little bumpy folliculitis.
Yeah, and it's
patches.
Uncomfortable.
It is itchy and awful, and so.
And then awkward in, you know, bathing suit season.
So you gotta get laser hair removal, number one. That is like God's gift to women. Right. Once you've done like 4 sessions, it kills about 20% of the hairs each session. Mm-hmm. And it's like the miracle of smooth underarms and smooth bikini and no more ingrowns. So it's so, so, so worth it. If you can find a good center that does, you know, a package deal, you should definitely do that. Other than that, Kim is totally right. Like that salicylic body spray is awesome.
That one or just
or the pads.
Either
the
pads, one.
Yeah.
Do wonders for that. Just rub it there.
Yes.
I'm gonna have to try that.
And then some exfoliating washes, mm-hmm. glycolic, like either the glycolic wash or the perfecting polish is great.
I like the sugar scrubs.
You do? Like the DIY ones?
Yeah.
What do you put in them?
I don't. I let people buy them, and then I borrow them. They're like, no, I just made it. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to use it.
Ah, perfect.
But I like those.
I like the olive oil sugar scrubs. Those are nice. They exfoliate and moisturize really well. Those are good.
I like how it decreases the look of cellulite.
Really? Mm. Yes.
It really does.
And what else do we use for cellulite?
Well, your supermodel.
Oh, my Sculpt-D.
Yes.
Yeah, so super
that
popular.
That is a cool, underrated product of this practice because that product is so cool.
So tell everybody about that.
Okay.
I don't think I talk about it enough on Instagram, but I should this summer as summer's coming up.
Okay, so we have a little retinol in there for lifting, tightening, exfoliating.
So it's a body lotion.
It is a body lotion, but we put enough retinol in there to be safe to use on a large body area. Okay, and then we put a really cool ingredient in there called Leontopodium callus culture.
Which sounds like a knight. Like a knight in shiny. In comes
Leontopodium. and that is actually a stem cell from the Edelweiss flower that does lifting and tightening, which is exactly what you want on your body. So,
yes.
And then, of
She's
course, antioxidants.
She's super excited about this, you guys.
I really
tell,
like it.
She's super excited about this product. So you guys need to try it.
Yeah. The chemist. Kim the chemist, yes.
Yes. So, I mean, if you do a body kit with, like, maybe your perfecting polish and then put the body lotion over it. Oh,
that's
my.
A
oh,
cool idea. We should totally do that.
Yeah, because when you use a polish or any mechanical exfoliant, you know, gives your skin like this smooth, like an even playing field, and then everything else that you apply on top of it works better.
Super absorption.
Yeah, Retin-A within the body lotion is such an amazing idea because when you hit 40, I'm sorry to tell you, 20-year-olds, everything changes, and you get a little crepey textural changes of your skin, even on your legs, even on your arms, and it's just like, really, am I getting old now? It's just not acceptable. So you got to try this because
and,
it's wonderful.
Stretch marks. And, you know, any of those little things will help.
It helps a lot with stretch marks. It helps with the bumpy, you know, on the back of the arm bumps.
Keratosis
pilaris. That used to be such a hard thing to treat, but now it's really not that bad with the glycolic pads and then using a good retinol lotion.
Or even your spray and then the, I mean, there's so many things you can do for that now.
Yeah. I think people exfoliate too much sometimes. So
I used to.
Some people, like the Clarisonic lovers of the world, they really overdo the abrasiveness on the skin. So I think that's something to consider. When you scrub too much, you're going to create more oils.
Yeah.
Paradoxically.
That was something that you actually stopped me from doing when I first came to you.
Me too.
Yeah, because I love to do exfoliate everything. And it was like, calm down.
All the things.
Yeah.
My skin looks...
Calm down, stop it.
Calm down.
Your skin will actually respond with the, it's like, oh, you're removing the oils? Let me produce more. Like, you know, if you excessively exfoliate or scrub with Clarisonic and stuff like that, you'll make more oils. And then some people, like teenagers especially, I'm so greasy, that's why I'm breaking out. So then they overclean the skin. So there's a lot of research now about using probiotics and letting oils sit on the surface of the skin because certain good bacteria are necessary for good skin health. Maybe we'll do a whole podcast on that.
I'm a busy mom in the morning, and I love to sleep. When we get home late, I love to sleep. It's like a hobby. And then, I don't wear a lot of makeup. And people often come in and they tell me, oh, your skin looks really great. And I will be 33 this year, next month. Mm-hmm. And even my family tells me that, like, my face looks great. I don't look as old as some of the people in my family who are younger than me. And, you know, my life has been pretty stressful in comparison to some of the younger kids in my family. But my skincare regimen is, like, clean. I definitely use the vitamin C serum every day and the Pure Hydrate. And an under eye cream and then sunscreen. That's like my quick basics. Thing. Yeah. And that's it. And then I put like some mascara on and then I'm like, hey guys.
Yeah, I'm you ready. Look really good, Val. Your skin looks great. I think it's looked better this year than ever. Better than ever. Vitamin B Botox helps too.
Vitamin B, yes.
That's a little. Vitamin C, that vitamin B. A... So you got vitamin A, your retin A, your vitamin B Botox, your vitamin C, vitamin C. Yeah.
Also for us who aren't 33.
Yes.
The neck product, I think, is.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
always wants to treat the face, and then they forget that they have.
That's something I've really paid attention to with my patients, is I see that a lot of women pay so much attention to the face with makeup and skincare and injectables, and then
it just stops
their neck gives away their age immediately. Yeah. Like, if you don't take care of that crepey skin, your age is going to show for sure. So the neck cream is super, super important.
Yes, I think that's really important. You don't want to be like a horror show. All nice and pretty in it.
Hey, just don't look up. Just don't look
These
up.
These days I feel like putting on skincare is sort of like my meditation time and like my 5 minutes of the day that I'm going to do this uninterrupted and just enjoy the process and put on different layers. We did a whole blog post on layering and what products you put on first. Like there's an art to layering.
Absolutely.
And so many of us that are skincare professionals, I use like 10 products and I layer them and I think that's so important. I'm obsessed with skincare. And I put on a few things. I wash my face, and I'll put on the first two things, like Pure Hydration first to add water content to the skin, then followed by vitamin C. And then I'll go run to the closet, and then some Latisse. Then I go to the closet while I'm getting dressed, that absorbs. Then I'll come back and put on my next layer. I'll put on some triple shot, like a layer of antioxidant protection, and then some moisturizer. And then, you know, then, okay, I'll do my hair, and then I'll put on my last couple layers, which will be sunscreen and makeup. So, like, you really... you give yourself, you moms, we all work so hard. We never take care of each other. We never take care of ourselves. You're on the run. Give yourself that 5 minutes and really make that part of your religion. And that makes the biggest difference.
Even just adding one product in for you that makes you feel good, a great, fantastic treatment moisturizer, something that really is going to change your skin, will make you feel fantastic.
Yeah, I think that's amazing. And I think that it's also important to do a nighttime routine. Like, so one of the things I do also is, you know, have stuff at the sink, but I also have stuff at the bedside table because that is really important. So right before I jump into bed, I'll put on my layer of glycolic and retin A. But, you know.
I keep mine by my computer while I write.
Yeah, so make a little habit for yourself. So, like, before my feet get into this bed, I'm putting my retin A on every night and then, you know, I would say like 95% of nights I'm pretty good, but not 100%.
It takes 2 weeks to make a habit. So if you do it for 2 weeks every day, then it will be a habit for you.
That's true. And you new moms out there that are running around, you know, just had a baby, breastfeeding, like that time is so stressful in your life and so dehydrating and like just one of those things you can do to like perk your skin up and feel good about yourself. Like it's just the basics, like a steamy hot shower. And wash your hair and shave your legs and put on some skincare and you'll feel like $1 million. Like that feels so good.
I mean, for new moms, if you could take a shower successfully, then that's like an A+ for that day.
Even for regular moms, right?
Comb your hair and put on Pure Hydration. You're good.
You're good for and sweatpants and no bra. That's perfect. Yes. That's a perfect day.
Right there. I'm kind of fantasizing about that day.
That and the laptop, right? That
absolutely.
And Instagram.
And a puppy. And then we're good.
Oh,
and
a puppy. Yeah, that's perfect. Well, it's been so fun talking to you guys about our regimen as moms. And we're all a bunch of boss girls here. We work hard, but we also take care of ourselves. So I hope that this inspires some of you ladies and moms out there to take care of yourselves and get your own skincare regimen. Remember, it's the things you do every day that are really going to change your skin. Not just seeing me twice a year in the office for injectables, but do these things every day and make it part of your religion, your meditation, your taking care of you. You need some you time. And that's it for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you guys will check out Kim Carmichael's romance novels on Amazon. And find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website, www.beautybydrk.com. You can come visit me in Southern California. And I am so excited to have our podcast doing so well. If you guys take the time, please rank and review us and send us a screenshot of your review so we can send you a free little gift of our skincare line. And that's it for today. Tune in next time, and I'm going to teach you all about the science of sexy, vibrant skin at every age. And stay beautiful.